The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station, the station to the Cowboys of America. I say the Stars too.
I change it.
I try to change up. Anyway, good morning everybody.
Like today, Cowgirls.
Cowgirls.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, when you're working on a ranch, everybody's cowboys. Even the girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
March 20th. Now somebody will call in and say, that's not right. Yeah, well, maybe I'm not. So, today's March the 28th, Thursday, when we're marching to the end of the week. Hump Day was yesterday, and we've got to get that back going again. 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's gone, but Christine is back. Good morning there.
Very good morning.
The Ukrainian warrior princess.
Hello.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Hello.
You know, because people hear her accent, and they go, where's she from? Ukraine. But an American citizen. Yeah. How about that?
Long story.
Good morning. Do we have a special day there?
Yes, we had. And actually, today is a National Weed Appreciation Day.
Okay. Say that one more time. What appreciation day?
Weed Appreciation
weed?
Day. Yes, like weed? Yes, the greens.
Like oh, green.
Yard weed.
What?
Yard weeds.
That's what I thought.
Well, there's a difference now because weed is weed.
It could be national.
And it's legal.
City of weed appreciation.
Well, I mean, you also, that's
national
true. And you
weed
can, it's legal, but it's not.
It's not recommended.
It's not, well, wait a minute. It's legal here, but it's not, what's it called? It's not nationally, what's the word I'm trying to find
legal.
Here?
Legal. It's still a
federal.
It's still a felony.
A felony.
Yeah, it's a felony drug like heroin.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's weird.
We're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, but
yes.
Is fentanyl a level one drug? Do we know?
Fentanyl is it's a high level drug, which is controlled.
Controlled, okay.
Of course.
Got it. Of course it is. We're going to talk a little bit about that later. National Weed Day of all things.
Well, you know, it could be like the weed in your yard.
Herb Day.
Herb Day.
Oh. Herb Day. Okay, we can go with that. Okay, I'm all pumped up this morning.
Good.
I tell you what, this is the truth. I got up this morning, and I kind of felt my head was stuffy in this, and I thought, you know, I could just lay here for another hour.
Right.
But came in this morning. Dr. Paul DeNuca came in. I got all pumped
yep,
up.
Yeah, that's right. He's our buddy, and we saw
well,
every time we see him.
It's more than that.
It just we tune in to goodness. It brings us into a good vibration. Well, before we go into our Paul DeNuca, we're going to give you an update. 49 degrees in the downtown studios. Chance of showers today with a high of 56. Looks like that's just the way it is. Expect higher amounts possible in thunderstorms as we progress through the day.
Rain.
Looks like Friday will be showers again afternoon, and could be about a tenth and quarter of an inch possible with rain on Friday. Saturday chance, once again, showers with a high of 60. And then looks like it's going to be opening up on Saturday night with about 43, partly cloudy. Now Sunday is calling for sunny skies with a high of 65. Clear skies on Sunday night, Easter Sunday with overnight lows of 45, and Monday, sunny with 74. So look at that jump in the weather. And Tuesday and Wednesday. Next week is sunny, but as we go through these next 3 or 4 days, we may have some more thunderstorms. If you look over in the area towards Palos Cedros, we look out our window to God's country.
This is our window of the world.
Yes. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. They will go to your hard-to-reach places. They're great people, the Kinney family, that do so much for our community. 365-3793.
You know, we can tell when Askel and, or I'm sorry, when
Tony Holt.
Tony Horde comes in, and they were in here last night, because they leave these really cool pins.
Better Homes
Better
and
Homes
Gardens.
Gardens, because when you click on them, they light up. Thank you, Tony. Wow.
Yeah, and the gang.
I'm using it. There you go. Right. There's your shout out. So, yeah. And we're here with Dr. Paul Dunick, and he's made the announcement that he's running for city council. And he's coming in early. Somebody said he's announcing already. Paul Dunick is serious about this. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a way early break because I want to get into this, into the interview, because it's going to be covering a lot of different things. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank, local board of directors. They've been in the business over 17 years. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with them. We're real happy with Cornerstone Community Bank, and I think you will be too. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
There's music in the air and lots of love and everywhere, so give me the night. Give me the night.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3470. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Get ready for a night of musical enchantment with Edwin McCain in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, April 5th. Immerse yourself in the magic of his unforgettable hits like I'll Be and I Could Not Ask for More. Get your tickets now and let the music take you on a journey you won't forget. Tickets include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach, Thursday, 7:15, the 28th of March.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to go into April here. It's scary. Okay. Hey,
wow, it's Easter
Linda
Sunday. Good Friday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we took an early break, and it's very significant why we took an early break, and because of the fact that we've got somebody who we hold near and dear to our hearts. Not just for that, but because there's so much, we want to get a lot of the meat and potatoes in.
We're here with Dr. Paul Danuka, right, who announced his candidacy for city council, if you're Reading. Gosh, it's been a month at least, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. He's the first one to announce. So I guess you're serious about this.
Absolutely.
You know, I want people to know, and as I do all of this, all the candidates, and you know, for anything, I want them to know the person. So let's talk about you. You went to school in New York for your specialty. Is this correct?
Yes. My wife, who's a physician too, she completed her oncology cancer treatment fellowship there, and I completed my gastroenterology digestive disease fellowship there. And right after that, we picked up our three kids and moved across the country to come to Reading.
How did you pick
we
Reading?
Always wondered about that. Like,
how did you pick Reading? I mean, here, two doctors literally could go anywhere because everybody's looking for doctors. Could have gone anywhere. How did you end up in Reading?
So we were in New York for a long time, and we were growing roots there. However, after completing our training and fellowship, we wanted to choose a place where we can call home for the rest of our life, where we could raise our children, and we could have a traditional style doctor's practice, because there were three things we wanted. First one was that we could have our own old-style, traditional-style doctor's practice rather than a corporate practice, so we could have a direct relationship with the patients. Second thing, we wanted a small town where we can raise our children away from the problems a big city presents. The third thing was a beautiful nature. Reading is like God's own country, as you just said. And we have everything we need here: mountains, river, skiing, fishing, hunting. But the most important thing, other than these three things, is this is a kind community. This is a community which has blessed us with so much love, success, and helped us raise our children as a family. This is what we were looking for, a small town America, and we wanted to live here forever. That's the reason we chose Reading.
And you've been here for?
Almost 2 decades now, nearly 2 decades.
Yeah. Okay, did it work out the way you thought?
Absolutely. Actually, much better than that. We have been blessed beyond our wildest imagination.
That's wonderful.
You know, we talk about the American dream, so. And you've talked about that before.
Yes, absolutely. This is the American dream, that we can make our life, doesn't matter where we come from. But we have the opportunity and we have the blessing of the freedom, the liberty, and the civil rights, and the opportunities where we can grow and we can keep what we earn. We can work hard and we can be successful, and you can speak your mind. You have also a vote in electing your government. And that was an exceptional experiment in the history of mankind, which our country's foundation presented to the men, and of course later on women also. Initially it was
initially men, but then women.
Yeah. So that is the promise of this country. But also, I would say, for a small town like Reading, a small town, America, has another layer of beauty. It's a true America.
Okay. All right. Let's talk. You know, I'm going to bring in your family. I mean, usually you don't, but I am because I know your family. And you have three children.
Yes.
And another reason you'd mentioned to me, because you love Reading, you and Pamela love Reading, you have three children off in universities, two of them going to medical school.
That's right. And you have seen them growing up.
I've seen them growing up.
Yeah, we've had your son on the air. He was like a tennis champ and, you know, just excelled at so many things. And he was amazing.
He aced what was it?
ACT.
Yeah.
He got a perfect score.
He got 100% on the ACT. So when he's sitting across from me, I'm thinking he's trying to dumb it down for me.
And you would think he would be all geeky. And he's like this tennis guy that opens his mouth and just walks in like the most humble dude. He's a dude.
Yeah, and he loved coming with you guys. We have received so much love. He's my youngest son.
Yeah.
He's right now completing his master's, bachelor and master's at UCLA. He's going to be a math teacher.
Oh, a math teacher.
Yes, high school math teacher.
He's finished his master's?
He's completing his master's now. He did it in a compressed 4 years. He's completing all the bachelor's and
of
master's.
Of course. Is he still playing tennis?
Yes.
At UCLA?
Yes.
Is he on the team there?
He's not on the team. Just,
okay.
Just has too much time with
okay.
it because of compressed schedule.
Okay.
Teaching. He's already teaching the children.
Oh, boy.
And your daughters now, let's talk about them. One of them has completed medical school, is that
she
correct?
She has, and she's in halfway through her OBGYN training.
Okay.
So she is going to be an obstetrician, and hopefully she'll come back here.
Oh.
Yeah. And your other daughter?
Great.
She is going to UC Davis on a scholarship to a medical school.
Okay. And does she know what she wants to specialize
she
in?
She wants to be a family doctor, and she wants to come back to our area and practice the rural health care, rural family practice, and wants to improve the rural health care network here.
That's great. We have the Reading Rancheria coming on after you at 8 o'clock this morning, and they've just done wonderful work with the medical clinics that they've opened up just for that reason, especially for the rural people. You know, Weaverville and beyond is just an example to come in and be able to get great service.
You know, one of the things I remember talking to your son about was, so what's it like sitting at the Danuka table? Your two sisters are medical school. You're getting your master's in math so you can teach. I said, what's it like around the table? I mean, what do y'all discuss? I mean, Renaissance things and all that. And I finally, you know, he broke up on that one. He said, I could just imagine all of what's being discussed at the dinner table there.
Well, a lot of medical things, but a lot of history, a lot of politics, economy, everything. We have a free for all. It's a free fire.
Sure. It's a free fire. There you go. A free fire zone for people that don't know what it is. What's free fire radio?
I do want to remind you, I mean, you don't remember this, but you have trained all my family in the safe gun handling and range practice and shooting. And you have seen all the three children growing up from very little to now bigger.
Yeah.
And they still come back and train with you.
Oh, that's true. And
that's too good. It doesn't make your heart feel good.
It does. I tell you what
those
makes
are planting
what
seeds.
What it makes me feel good about is that people chose our community, and
like
that,
we did,
that,
like we have,
like we did, yeah,
and we have
for a lot of the same reasons.
Right.
I mean, when you ticked them off, it was like, yeah, okay,
mm-hmm.
Yep, that's us.
Yeah,
because Reading is a giving community. You know, yeah, we're just like a family that has spats and all this, and may not agree with one side of your family or whatever. But when it comes down, when it comes down to the push side, the family comes together and helps each other.
Yeah.
And we've seen that over and over again in our community.
Yeah, all of them are living in big cities, but if they have a spring break or New Year, Christmas break, they want to come home.
Right.
They want to, like this week they are here and they say, no, you want to go somewhere else? Want to go on a vacation with your friends on spring break? No, we want to come home. We are missing Reading. We're missing home.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the times they ask, can we go shooting with Carl Bart and Ted Leidy?
I believe that we've talked about this with you and Pamela, is that, you know, you go someplace and even though there's difficulties wherever you go, I don't care where, what city, what town, you go through changes. And in a couple decades, you're going to go through different people and city council and different people. The political face changes, presidents change, et cetera. So when we come back, we want to talk about you running for city council, some of the things that you feel that you will bring to the table as people go to vote, how you want to make changes or what they are. I mean, we're knowing who you are as what you have brought with your medical practices, you and your wife. I think it's important because your spouse is really important as far as your support system in what you do, as you come forth in an office, holding an office as well, and your family support. But I think that what we would say and add to that, Dr. Danuka, is that, you know, I think a lot of people are called. There's a calling to Reading, and we are on the precipice of changes that if we're not active in these changes, it might not go the way we want it to go.
That's right.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's been there for about 30 years. Leonard started it, and then Rebecca and Henry bought it from him, gosh, a decade ago, and voted number one in the North State in the Record Searchlight poll, best of the North State, and it is. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It's got a watch repairman. It has just a fantastic selection of jewelry, and at very fair prices. They're very, very nice people. Locally owned, locally operated. I can't say enough about the place. I've never been led down the wrong path there when I'm buying something for Linda. So it's Four Winds Jewelry. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00, and we recommend them. A lot of integrity there, which is important when you get.
Well, we talk about integrity with our local businesses, and they live here, they see you, and I know through the years a lot of our listeners have gone in there, and they always say, "Yeah, we go there." And that's the power of radio as well, like as we're sitting here with Dr. Danuka, is that we've been to Dr. Danuka, we've been to Pramila, we've been to their events, we've been to their practices, we've been to Four Winds Jewelry, most of these live reads, Cornerstone, all of these we use, we recommend, and it's really a powerful statement on our part that when we do live radio is that we use these people, so we're sharing that with you to please consider it. If you're in the market for an heirloom, for want something you've received, or a wedding, or you're getting engaged, or any of those things, go to a jeweler that you know is that you can trust. It becomes like part of your family.
You got it. Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fast Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention, all poker enthusiasts. Don't miss out on action-packed fun and incredible prizes. Head to Wind River Resort and Casino Poker Room for our Casino Royale event on Friday, April 12th and 26th, starting at 3 p.m. Get ready for the thrill of Texas Hold'em, because the first nine players to sign up for a Limit Texas Hold'em game will receive a $30 add-on and a raffle ticket for a chance to win amazing prizes. And that's not all. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., there'll be two hot seat winners drawn every half hour to win dining vouchers or $100 cash. Also, there's something extra for the fashion-forward poker stars out there. Dress in your finest formal attire and receive $50 in free slot play. And our judges will award the best-dressed guest with $75 in chips. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:32 in the morning here on Thursday, the 28th of March, and welcome back. Our guest today is Dr. Paul DeNuca, who's running for Reading City Council. And the first segment was essentially how he got to Reading and how they chose Reading. And
18 years.
Well, yeah, it's almost two decades now that... And never look back, because Reading has turned out to be the place they always thought it was going to be. We have, just like every city, we have our problems here. Why are you running?
Exactly. That's exactly why I'm running, because we have many problems. And lately we have not been focused on that. We have not been united in purpose for that. We have... out of control homelessness. We have a safety issue, public safety issue. We also have a healthcare crisis, where the access to the healthcare is really crashing right now, including mental health, fentanyl crisis. We also have a lack of high-paying jobs. We need improvement in our economy. So a lot of these issues are becoming worse and worse with time. However, lately we have not been united in purpose. We have lost that sense of community. I'm absolutely sure that if we work together, we can solve these problems. We can solve these issues. We have a very kind, blessed community. We just need to come together to solve them. Nobody from outside is going to solve it. But that's what I do. As a physician, as a doctor, I bring the team of people together, nurses, technicians, pharmacy, administration. I bring the people together to make them work together for a single purpose of healing a patient, of finding a treatment for a patient. That's what I can do for our city also, to bring the people together and unite them as a team to find what will heal our city and what will make us better.
Okay. You've mentioned, you know, several of the things that everybody mentions when they come in here. I mean, I've been... I've been listening. I've been here for 14 years, and we were, yes. We were just talking about it. That when people run, these are things that that is touched on, and so let's just some of the solutions that you see that could happen.
So I will talk about the solution, but we need to just remember the most important thing is to work together as a community. So let's talk about healthcare crisis.
Okay.
We have an acute shortage of the doctors in the community. There were 6 cancer physicians when we started here. My wife was 7th one. And now we have only her left as a long-term cancer doctor. Everybody else is temporary or comes from outside. In my specialty, we have gone down from 7 to 3. 3 of them recently retired at the end of the last year. And this is just our specialty. But you can see the same thing in neurology, rheumatology, cardiology. And let's talk about family practice. It's very nearly impossible to find a family physician right now. And Reading has always been a hub of healthcare.
Yes.
And how about the outlying community? We have served the Siskiyou County. We have served a range of a radius of 100 miles here. So if we crash, outside community have nowhere to go to. So we need to solve that. There are short-term solutions, long-term solutions, and we can probably talk about for an hour on this single subject. But a couple of things which I would mention here is, one is short-term is we have to attract new physicians from outside, but at the same time, we have to retain those who are in practice. It's become very difficult to practice in California. Because of some of the major reasons which every business has faced, like hyperinflation, and excessive regulations and liability. So we need to solve that side. But also we need to, in long term, train more physicians. I've been part of bringing a training program at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm a core faculty there to train 8 residents every year, 8 new doctors coming outside from all over the country or the world. I also train the doctors at UC Davis. I'm a faculty there also, so I have a relationship. I'm building relationship with them to build more kind of a satellite programs here, bring the medical students, residents here, and once they visit here, once they train here, once they live here, then they stay here. Not all of them, some of them stay there, and that is good for us. In long term, I would like to build the programs for maybe a medical school satellite with the UC Davis or with Simpson or some other programs to train the our own medical students, but not just medical students. We also need more nurses, respiratory therapists, X-ray techs, ultrasound techs, physical therapists, all kind of healthcare trade and skills we need to train. And my part of my dream is that we build this kind of a STEM center, which is not focused only on healthcare, but also on vocational training for computers, for all kind of skills, whether it's welding, whether it's plumbing or electrical. But all those training programs need to be there. So we need to build more programs here. I'm also working with Simpson University to train more, help bring maybe a nurse practitioner program so they can train. So those are the short-term and long-term plans.
Well, for sure, we need, medical is one of those things that is, it's kind of a linchpin for a lot of people when they're, when they're moving up, especially if they're, like, hey, we want to retire up there. Now, people that retire aren't bringing business, but they are bringing themselves, tax dollars and all this. But one of the things they look at is what kind of medical care can I get there?
Yeah.
And and also businesses, if they want to relocate here, they've got to look at the whole thing. They've got to look at education, medical care, which is a big thing, the ambiance of the area and all that. Now, we can handle a lot of that because just where we live. But when you get into the education side of it and then you get into infrastructure, infrastructure, something as simple as having roads that you don't have to get your truck realigned every other month, you know, like Placer Street, which is, you know.
I drive on that.
I know. You bounce your way along Placer. I'm driving an F-150, and
me too.
I've only had to do is put it in four-wheel drive once or twice a week.
Well, we have a very special person that works here that says that that she has had to replace a few tires from hitting those potholes on Placer. Now, is that fair? After all the taxes that we pay for our roads and our infrastructure, supposedly, the things that we put in, you know, that we say yes to with the tax, like a 2-cent tax, is supposed to help with our roads, and we're replacing parts of our cars regularly.
I feel it. I drive F-150 also, so I feel what you're saying.
But that's kind of a small thing, but it's important on your daily life and your quality of life.
Right, but you know, some of these old folks have to go to Sacramento and San Francisco for hours to find a medical care, or if you have a children, if you have to drive long distance, that's very, very difficult. That is, as you said, it's a linchpin to the community for healthcare.
I think so. Okay, we do have a homeless problem. You know, I just saw they're going to open up like six these small homes up at Lutheran Church that they're building up there. Is there like an overall method or way of handling homelessness that you believe?
It's two-part problems. One is reducing the cost of housing, and that has to reduce the regulations and excessive cost to the housing, which is partly governed by the city or the county, but partly governed by the state also.
Right. States got their own requirements that make it hard.
Right. So that is one part of it. Part of the solution is to reduce the cost of building the housing. The second thing is mental health care. And what we need here is a more of an inpatient mental health care facility, which we don't have right now, or have minimal number of beds. So we need a large enough, maybe a 30 to 50 beds mental health in care facility. And part of that could be for those who may be in the prison system, but they are low risk people who really need mental health care. And the previous city captain had talked about it. Bill Schuller had talked about it.
Yeah.
Low minimum security, low risk facility where some of those people can be housed and be provided the treatment for mental health as well as the drug addiction. And that could actually reduce the pressure on our jail capacity also. And part of that facility can be no security, not for the imprisoned population, but just for those who need inpatient psych facility. And there has to be a continuum with an outpatient mental health facility also. So that is a huge part of it. But the other part of huge part is the reducing the cost of housing. The third part, which is also important, is we have to execute our law and order also. There are people who don't have any problem in the mental health. They don't have any problem in housing. But they may be criminals. And they need to be held accountable. And if some of them are from outside the area, they need to be sent back there.
The DA was on yesterday, Stephanie Bridget, and there's this new initiative that, you know, it's getting signatures right now to be put on the ballot, where it essentially takes Prop 47 and it handles that part about the you can take up to $950, you can do all these things, and what it does is it takes away that right. And if you've been stealing, you get caught twice, they're misdemeanors. The third time you get caught, it's a felony. So it's a way of putting teeth back into it where we can go after criminals that we see that are, you know, that are just arbitrarily walking into businesses, small and large, and stealing and walking out. And the only thing they'll get is a ticket.
This is a problem which Sacramento Newsom and Sacramento government has created for all
bless
of
their
us
hearts
in California.
Bless their hearts.
And this just needs to be reversed. There is no way around it. That is an incredibly destructive proposition for us to let people out when they are breaking in the broad daylight and you can't do anything about it. Look, I run the businesses. I have my medical practice. I have my urgent care. We face it every day. We are sick and tired of people breaking into our businesses and creating nuisance, also threatening our employees and our patients and destroying our property. We have to hold those people accountable.
I think that's part of your linchpin when you bring people in is when they're driving around the town. Because when you recruit doctors or anybody, the wives are the ones you really have to convince, I think. Because, you know, do they feel safe? Do the kids feel safe? And if you see a lot of things that are negative and you read, you know, statistics and those kind of things, so that's also besides your medical care and education, it's making people believe that they're safe.
Right.
Because you are safe in Reading, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's parts that maybe you don't go out at 3 o'clock.
Nothing
in
like
the morning.
Oakland.
No, nothing like right. Oakland or Sacramento,
right.
Even.
Exactly.
I mean,
nothing like Sacramento.
And so people, they have to have the perception of safety. And we have the perception of safety, then you're safe. So, anyway, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at REU. That's right. If you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle, car, truck, or bike, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I unfortunately do not fall into that, thinking about buying an electric bike so I can go back and forth to work with minimum exercise, which is not quite the idea. I mean, I could just take out my mountain bike that Linda bought me 10 years ago, and the tires are flat, and pump
cobwebs.
The tires back up, and cobwebs, and, you know, hit it with the power washer, which I've used twice.
Yep.
And
don't
get it
tell
all clean.
People.
And go out and ride to work every morning. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Reading, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It is 7:51 in the morning here on March the 28th. Do I need to keep saying 2024, or is that just for me?
No, it's the 28th of March. We're almost at the end of March, and it is Good Friday tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Good Friday.
And Easter Sunday, so yes.
Easter Sunday.
So, Dr. Danuka is with us.
Paul Danuka. Who's running for city council.
Absolutely. And early to be with us, usually in the realm of things. But you know what? It's 2024. It's a new day, and we're excited that he's here to let you know that this man is putting his hat in the ring, and it's official.
And everybody running for office, frankly, I admire. Not just Paul Danuka, I've known him forever. Well, ever for me is more than 5 years. Everybody that runs, I admire them because they're running for the right reason, I think. They want to make solutions, whether it's at county level or the city level, and they're running and they're taking their time and they're suffering the slings and arrows of opponents to try and make our where we live better. So, now, you're talking about the need for the medical care, about the especially mental health care, and the law and order, which our police department is just a really really good department, as is the sheriff's department. Tax revenue and businesses, like the EDC is talking about Stillwater out there, and they're having more people rent or lease or buy those areas to put businesses out there. What can Reading do to make it more agreeable to businesses that are looking to come in here?
Reducing the red tape, that would be one big thing. And law and order, those are the two most important things we can do as a city to retain and attract businesses here. So red tape is, whether it's in the building or permitting or ease of doing business, that's what we need to improve here. We also need to attract more skilled workforce, which our businesses badly need. And whether it's in a medical field, but it's also non-medical field. You talk about electrician, plumbing, welding. We need to train more of our young people in skilled trades, vocational training. That's whether it's computers or other fields. We need technological fields. So those trainings also we need to increase.
I know you work with Simpson University, who's building their new STEM facility there.
Right. They're doing a great job there, and they have a big vision of bringing more and more. And we have actually talked about nurse practitioner program and other healthcare programs to expand that, and one day maybe bring a medical school campus, satellite campus here.
The riverfront plan. We've got the new general plan,
right,
that I just went through.
Right.
Just read.
Right.
A lot of boilerplate in it, of course. I mean, a lot of boilerplate in it. But the concepts are there. But then they've got a separate one, is the riverfront plan. What's your thoughts on that?
So I have a lot of going through the hundreds of pages of city financial budgets and hundreds of pages of these plans.
Yeah.
And I'm attending the city council meetings to understand, because I also need to learn from the city staff, from those people who have been involved for a long time, to understand the intricacies and details of it. As a student of medicine, I have always been first learning before I make the conclusions and then finding the solutions. But I know for sure one thing. Any general plan, including the riverfront plan, has to include all the people. And that has to also find a right balance between the tradition like rodeo and the future which we want to build here. So it has to be right balance.
Do you see putting housing on the river?
I mean,
on city property. I know that Mr. Kutras would like to probably put in some housing on his section of it. And I can understand that, and there is none there. And businesses that are simpatico with the river and the plans there. What kind of, you've read all of it, which is more than 99% of it's done. Do you have like a vision? I know you did say about keeping things that are truly like in the ambiance of what makes Reading Reading. But other things along there.
So we don't want to be a copy of a big city, right?
Yeah.
But we do want to grow. We do want to develop. We want to bring the economic opportunities here. That will require a mix of entertainment, other businesses. Some of the businesses may be nature oriented, like kayaking, right?
Yeah.
And some of the opportunities may be more of, let's say, I would love to see a planetarium there, and some of that may be housing also. So, but a lot of smart people are working on these things, which are professionals in this. So I want to learn from them and sit down with them and see how do we find the right balance, which is good for us economically, but also respects our tradition and keeps our nature in a way intact, so that we can enjoy that. So this is a work in progress.
Oh yeah, and I will say this: is the city has put out all types of public meetings. Now I've attended a couple of them, but this is some big decisions going to be made here in the next 4 years,
right?
And especially the next 2 years.
What we do need is what I can tell you for sure. We need is, number one, we need a transparency. It has to be a transparent process. It cannot be a... Number two, we have to take time. Number three, we have to do it together.
Okay. Now, how do people get a hold of you? You know, if they want to talk to you, or they're having a group meeting or something, that you can get in front and just talk like this?
I would love to do that. And I'm very committed to winning this race. I will do everything required. I'll go door to door, knock at the doors. I'll be meeting people in small meetings, large gatherings. And my website is Dr. Paul Dhanuka, Dr. Paul Dhanuka, DHANUKA.com. And you can also reach me through my office. Most people know that. And if you need my cell number, 530-356-0529, reach out to me. And I would love to sit down with you one-to-one in a small groups. I'm committed to doing everything to win this race and put our city in a good direction. However, I can't do it alone. So I do ask people to go to my website, endorse me if you feel like, if you ask me the questions, tell me what to do, advise me. and help me. And, you know, if you can contribute to my my campaign, that'll be great. Every dollar counts. We are we need that. We welcome that. We need support. We need help.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Paul DeNuca running for city council here in the city of Reading. And as with everybody, they'll be back. It's just March. We've got a long way to go to November.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you very much for being with us today. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and then Reading Rancheria joins us right after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump will attend a solemn event today in New York, the wake of fallen NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, the 31-year-old fatally shot during a traffic stop on Monday. The Trump campaign says Mr. Trump was moved by the invitation to the wake. President Biden will be in New York as well. He'll be looking to set a campaign fundraising record.
The president already has a significant cash advantage over Donald Trump in their race for the White House, and Joe Biden is set to add another $25 million with a star-studded event at New York's Radio City Music Hall. Tonight's event features celebrities, musicians, and two former Democratic presidents, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. The massive fundraiser comes at a time of persistently low poll numbers for the incumbent president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
With its veto of the UN resolution, Russia has effectively abolished the monitoring by UN experts of sanctions imposed on North Korea. The bodies of two of the six missing construction workers, they were on Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge when it collapsed this week, have been recovered from the Patapsco River. They were found in a submerged pickup truck. Four people dead, five others injured by a man who went on a stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, yesterday afternoon.
We have a suspect in custody who is being interviewed at this time. We don't believe there's any other suspects that are on the run or at large at this particular time.
Rockford Police Chief Carla Redd says so far the motive is unclear. The U.S. economy grew at a solid 3.4% annual pace October through December. This is an upward revision of the government's previous fourth quarter estimate. It was driven by robust consumer spending. Watching Wall Street, stocks have turned higher. The Dow is up 2 points. The Nasdaq ahead 6 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Growing friction between communist China and the Philippines, the Philippine president insisting that his country will defend its interests in the South China Sea.
Ferdinand Marcos Jr. said there have been constant attacks from Chinese vessels in disputed waters. He said the Philippines didn't want conflict, but wouldn't be cowed into silence, so he's authorized a package of countermeasures against China, although he didn't say what they were. Mr. Marcos suggested the Philippines' ally, the United States, would help. There have been a number of confrontations between China and the Philippines in the South China Sea. This dispute now has the potential to become even more dangerous.
And that's the BBC's Michael Bristow. A bipartisan U.S. congressional delegation has pledged continuing support for Taiwan days after Congress approved $300 million in military aid for the self-governed island that is claimed by Communist China. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Former crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried faces possible decades in prison when he is sentenced today.
The 32-year-old was convicted in November of illegally using money from FTX, once one of the world's most popular platforms for trading digital currency. FTX collapsed in 2022, and prosecutors are recommending 40 to 50 years behind bars. Bankman-Fried's attorneys, friends, and family are asking for leniency, saying he's unlikely to reoffend, and that FTX's investors have largely recovered their funds. That claim is being disputed by bankruptcy lawyers, FTX, and its creditors. I'm Donna Water.
The federal government will provide $1.5 billion in loan money to restart a nuclear power plant in southwestern Michigan. Officials say it would be the first nuclear plant to be reopened in the U.S. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The radio station to the world. I try to, you know, it was Cowboys last time. It was to the stars sometimes. But good morning, everybody. Here it is, the 28th of March. We're Good Friday's tomorrow. March is ending. Let's see, 28th. When is the first?
Okay, so we have
Monday.
Monday
is the first. Yes, so 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm of the Starship Free Fire Radio. And Linda's here with the – good morning, Christina, by the
good
way.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay. Good to see you. All right. We're going to do a quick weather update. Showers and possible thunderstorm today with a high of 56. Looks like we could have a tenth or a quarter of an inch higher amounts possible with the thunderstorms. And tonight, again, there could possibly be thunderstorms with our temperatures about 43. Tomorrow, showers again. As we progress through the week, Friday, Saturday, all showers. Saturday night starts to open up with partly cloudy skies. And then on Sunday, Easter sunny with high of 65, beautiful sunny skies, overnight lows of 45. And then on Monday, we get to 75 and sunny. Tuesday, 76, and Wednesday, 74. Beautiful sunny skies. So we know that the flowers are going to be blooming, and that is just what Easter, we feel like there's showers and then gladiolas. Beautiful. And I'm driving up from Sacramento. It's beautiful to see the official flower of California, which is the poppy. And I love to see the wild poppies.
All the work that I have done for years has, you know, is coming up in my Birds of Paradise. I mean, all the work, all the time, all the hours, all the different studies I've done, my Birds of Paradise are exploding. And people that know me know that everything I just said wasn't true. We didn't even know it was Bird of Paradise for years because it takes you like 4 or 5 years. And then one day Linda goes, fuck, that's a Bird of Paradise. And I went over and I said, what's that? And she says, it kind of, you know, that little
yeah, that's my
thing.
Favorite.
And I looked at it.
Flowering
and
plant.
Ever since then, the little devil's been, you know, we got like 21, you know, stalks coming up.
It becomes prolific every year. They grow out with more stalks.
We can't remember who gave it to us.
And we're like little kids when it comes to counting the stalks. Like, how many we get this year? I mean, that's about the only thing. I mean,
there we are.
Get excited about the camellias and everything. Everything's in bloom. So the point is, enjoy this weather, and the weather is brought to you by our friends in Shasta, Gas, Propane, and Anderson, 365-3793.
Veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans. This is another one of our local businesses that we are more than happy to talk about and for people to support. Okay, we are here with Raiden Rancheria, and we're here with Maria Roscoe.
Good morning.
Yes.
And Miranda Edwards.
favorite.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Okay, yeah, you've that is now her last name, by the way.
Yeah. It is officially, yeah.
Yeah, it is officially, and, for, you know, for weeks I knew it wasn't, but I would say Miranda Edwards, darling, for some reason.
Yeah.
It, darling, favorite, you know, if you're like, you know, baby.
I changed my name on Facebook, Miranda Edwards' favorite, and people thought that I was just saying I'm the favorite.
I'm the favorite.
I'm the best.
See, that's what you've got. See, you've got to watch out for that because people see things and they go,
mm-hmm.
"Oh, she thinks she is." And
yep.
then you're unfriended by 1,000 people.
Oh, I've gotten it. I've heard people are asking me if it was a joke or not. So
a lot of things are going on out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I came in today specifically. Thursdays, I usually don't come in on Thursday mornings, but I heard the rundown today, so I definitely needed to be here. But and so I wanted to go back into how successful, not because I was part of it, but I was proud to be part of the Barbie event night for the Reading Rancheria, and that how fun it was, but how successful it was in raising funds with the silent auction, which is part of the fun of it. But what you guys did that night as far as giving to some specific charities that were, it was really a special night, I think, by all.
Absolutely. And you were definitely a shining star, Linda. It was so fun to watch all of your outfit changes and the amazing performance. Definitely kept a good energy in the room.
You challenged me, mm-hmm. and our wonderful Christina is putting together some reels. We're still not finished with the reels, but we're going to get those to you so we have some of the night as well. But speaking of extraordinary things that you do, I'm going to jump forward before we go into current, is that on May 15th, which is the rodeo.
Quickly,
I mean, before we turn around, it's May. You know, we all, gosh. And so last year was the first year they launched Native American Night. And we know how special that night felt for everybody, and that we had the dancing and we had the anthem that was America the Beautiful, that was sung by your beautiful singer. I hope she comes back again. And I can't recall.
Dove Judy.
Well, how could I forget mm-hmm. Dove Judy?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And she sang it in her native language. America the Beautiful?
Mm-hmm. America the Beautiful, which is, you know, absolutely breathtakingly just like, I think everybody was bowled over. I don't even know the word. You could hear the flags going. That's all you heard were the flags in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And her voice echoing throughout. It was sacred, absolutely sacred. So what do we have to look forward with our Extreme Bowls night and the 15th of May?
Yeah, so we're really excited. Maria and I just met with the rodeo, walked around a little bit, and, you know, it's going to be a lot of the same, but we're hoping a lot bigger. We're talking to our cultural department, and we're thinking we're going to have a lot more dancers this year. Last year was our first year, so we were getting it out there, and now that everyone saw how amazing it was, we really think that more dancers and more people are really going to want to be a part of it. But yeah, it was a very heartwarming event. There was so much support, so much love for the dancers, and for Dove when she was singing. I feel like almost a chill went through the arena and everyone that was there listening, because it was so beautiful, and there was so much love and support after she was singing, so much cheering. It was a really uniting event.
It was very uniting.
Yeah, I feel like it was a very good feeling.
It brought
after.
People back down to like a real humble, like, why are we here and what is this about? And also
about a community.
It was a beautiful reflection for the tribe.
Yeah, absolutely. And hearing America the Beautiful in the native language is so powerful. Because again, I think that that's uniting for everyone, you know, that we all know this song. It's a very important song. And to hear it in a native language, everyone knows what the words are, and hearing it in that fashion is really cool.
Well, you know, being involved with this in the sense that I was helping to make sure all the dancers got out there and time and all that. Linda and I were there for that. We were kind of, it was.
I hope we get to do that again this year because I love
sure
being part of
it. I'm sure if we volunteer for that, that they will be more than happy.
I love being up with the dancers and seeing them come from behind and in the preparation and then getting out there in their glory.
Mm-hmm.
It was the easiest thing I had to do because of the whole rodeo, you know, because Miranda and I were running at the sprint speeds behind the chutes.
If you
things.
Listen to the Ready Rancheria Hour, you have heard about mine and yep. Carl's relay team.
But we're fixing that this year, getting another flag. But from children to the older adults, mm-hmm. they lined up, they knew exactly where they were, mm-hmm. and everybody was just standing there. Just, you know, it was they were ready. Mm-hmm. And then we got them out into the alley. And then, boom, out there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talking about more this year, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was not a – it was – they knew what they were there to do. They were ready. Boom.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
And, you know, and considering a rodeo is based on things happening because it's televised nationally, of course, and it will be again this year, timing is so important out there. I mean, we're talking down to seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything has to be set up like that. So – this yeah. year, looking forward to it again, and more dancers. Or
mm-hmm. We're excited.
Oh, yeah.
May, okay. May 15th. Mark your calendars for that.
Got to be taking a break here. Hey, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you've had a work injury and it's not work, you know, and you're just not getting the care you should have, you're being delayed, if it's being denied or something like that, I mean, it's life-changing for you and your family. The employer wants you back. You want to be back, but you just can't get that. You can't get that help you need. Call Patrick Gorman at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. I know Patrick Gorman. He's an honorable man. He's a veteran. He's a former law enforcement. He worked for the insurance companies for a couple years and said, you know, this is not what I want to do. So he started his law firm, now the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento. So if you need somebody to fight for you, give Patrick Gorman a call, 530-262-2168. We'll be right back.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
And good morning and welcome back to our Thursday edition of KCNR's Free Fire Radio. This is your talk radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, as well as streaming on the World Wide Web, KCNR1460.com. It's the 28th of March. Looks like we're going to have a rainy day ahead of us, but right now, as we look outside, it's beautiful. We're in between possible thunderstorms and rain today. But with our highs of about 46 and overnight lows of 43.
We're here with Redding Rancheria, Maria Roscoe, and Miranda Edwards' favorite. That's her name. That's not what I'm saying, but that's her name. And we're talking about events that are happening out at Redding Rancheria. So which event do you want to talk about? You've got like four or five of them that are happening.
We have a lot. The first one we have coming up is our Earth Day event. We call it the Earth Day Festival. It's on April 19th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you haven't been before, it's really cool. There's so much cool stuff. I end up spending way too much money because the vendors are so incredible. But it's right in front of the casino, so we block off that road. Excuse me. We block off the main Redding Rancheria Road, and people are just wandering around, walking and shopping. Yeah, it's a pretty cool event. Maria, do you ever have any favorite things you like to buy there?
Oh, I have to go there and see it, and then I'm like a impulse. I have to buy something that's either jewelry or their soaps.
Okay.
Different things there.
So when you say that, when you think about Earth, so it would be stuff that probably that's made, art pieces, jewelry that comes from the Earth, stones, metal, soaps, oils.
A lot of native and local vendors.
Beautiful.
It's not like big shops. It's people traveling here, vendors, a lot of traveling. Yeah.
Talking about how we can take care of Mother Earth.
I like that.
That's the informational piece I like.
Right.
You always learn something new, how to move the
world. I think the original Earth Day started like 1970. I'm thinking that. Mainly on college campuses, and then now has spread worldwide.
Yeah,
because I vaguely remember that at the school I went to.
We've had
in Nashville. Yeah,
We have schools walk through, which is really fun. We've had preschoolers, and they get to check out all this stuff. I remember one year we had this giant trailer, and they had taxidermy. It was really cool to bring the kids through and look at all the animals. And
yeah, that was the
cool stuff.
Spark Club International.
Yeah,
trailer.
It was really cool. Yeah. I hope we see them again. Yeah.
Okay. So, beautiful event. Again, that's April 19th. That will be from 10 to 3 out in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino.
Yeah.
So mark your calendars, all this good stuff. We're going to be talking about the events that are happening here within, what?
Well,
you touched me
months.
Like...
Oh, no, I saw Maria pointing at something.
Oh, we were just going to say if you have any questions about it or if you're a vendor that wants to get in on it, you can contact our EPA manager, Tyler Edwards, at tyler.edwards@reddingrancheria-nsn.gov, or you can call his office, 530-242-4559.
Excellent. It's a beautiful poster, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Or we'll put it up in the front of the window, so you need to see that as well. Okay, so that's April 19th. And we've talked about something else. I'm going to bounce around here because something I love to see. This is Bring Your Child to Work Day.
One more thing about the Earth Day is I believe we have Indian tacos.
Oh, yeah.
So ooh.
A lot of people go for the tacos.
Okay. Oh, yes. I've heard about that.
Yeah.
I go for the tacos.
Yeah.
Okay. So save the day for to get information, have Indian tacos, hang out in front, see some wonderful vendors. It's Earth Day.
Yeah. Food fair and fun.
Food fair. FFF.
Okay. So what else we have coming up here?
Well, we were talking about bring your child to work day. So let's go over that.
Yeah, so this is actually a national thing.
A national day.
It's April 25th, and we kind of heard about it, and we were like, let's do it. I mean, I always thought bring your child to work day was didn't have child care or child sick and couldn't go to school, because that's what it was when I was a kid, I think. yeah, we're doing it this year. It's our first year doing it at the office. It's going to be really fun. We're excited. It's during the school day, but it will still be educational for the kids, I'm sure. But we're excited. Yeah. It looks like we have all kinds of fun stuff planned. We've got tours, we've got breakfast, we've got a scavenger hunt. So, I don't know if other groups in the community are doing anything like that, but we would love to see it. I feel like it's a great way to educate kids about jobs that are in our community and, you know, things that our community has to offer.
And maybe what uncle, aunt, mom, dad, sister, brother, whatever they do, because I know for myself, my dad was an aeronautical engineer. We never went to see what he did. Wouldn't that be fascinating to see that, you know, that his plant developed a little thing that went on to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how fascinating. So, whatever your job is, I think it's fantastic. Your family, we discuss things more openly these days. Children are more integrated into the experience. And so this is a way, I think, that our country has looked at, hey, let's do this national bring your kid to school. I mean, it's fantastic. So the fact that you're doing a scavenger hunt makes it fun. So if your attention span is short like mine, you can see the shiny object in the corner and get an award for it.
Yeah.
Star on your a gold star on the top of your I'm off. I went over in the corner. Carla gave me a look like, stop it. Well, come on.
Well, yeah, I think it'll be fun because, again, it's the first time we're doing this event, and we're excited to see where it goes. I think our HR team does awesome things for our employees to make it fun and include the community. So, yeah.
And the Reading Rancheria really focuses on families because when we have employees or staff that are having their children, they actually get to bring their babies to work for six months.
Yeah, I think it might be up to a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can bring your child to work for the first year, I believe.
And you have then facilities there.
Mm-hmm. We have private areas for breastfeeding. There's someone in our office right now who has a baby. Every time I go in, I get to play with the baby, and it puts me in a good mood. So. If my meeting wasn't fun, I get to look at a cute, giggly face. So.
Didn't it just happen to you the other day, Carl? Where you picked a baby up.
Oh, yeah. What baby was that?
I don't know. You touched the baby.
Somebody's baby, and I got to hold them. Hold it.
It was Sweeties.
At Sweeties. That's right.
The owners.
One of the people worked there, they brought their baby to work, and we had seen it, and she brings the baby over, and I got to hold it.
Yeah,
that was cool. I mean, if you haven't held a baby in a while, whoa. They do. They just make you feel good. And we looked at each other. And then we looked away. Then we looked at each other some more. and I didn't have to change it. I could just hold it and get that feeling of holding a baby. It's because it's been a long time since I've held a baby. So it was cool.
Yeah.
I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. From Judy Maxwell, she started this business back in 1993. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners ever since. We know what's going on in California with the insurance industry. People losing their homeowners insurance. You know, what do we do? I don't want to go to the FAIR plan, but so what alternatives do we have? Well, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. Get a free review and evaluation. Find out how she can help you solve that insurance crisis. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. On and on and on.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Celebrate the extraordinary women in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch. Sunday, May 12th, seatings are available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a savory prime rib dinner with a wide variety of sides and desserts for only $45 plus fees per person. Every mom deserves a day as special as she is. All ages welcome, reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to the Free Fire Radio here in the studios, the dance studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. What? You don't like my dancing?
I love your dancing, Carl. I might hire you next year.
I tell you what, I have no shame.
It's a Barbie shout out for Linda, and Carl just wanted to get in on it.
Yeah, you know, I sat there the whole time and stared.
You're Carl enough.
You're Carl enough. There you go. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by my barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. I've been going there for the whole time I've lived here in Redding. 16, 17 years, and never had a bad haircut. I really like it. It's a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned, locally operated. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478, but there's been other times I just run in there and wait for a little bit, see if they can work me in. But you're not going to get a bad haircut. And, my friends, it's not a salon. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Raiden Rancheria and Maria Roscoe and Miranda Edwards-Darling. And we're talking about all the events that are happening around Raiden Rancheria. I usually know about them because I see them on Facebook.
and the different things y'all have going. And this is just part of them. I mean, it seems like every time I look at Facebook, I see something else that's happening out there, either for your people or other people in the community and all that. So we've talked about Earth Day coming up, bring your kids to work, which is a national day. But you've got a stack of things here that are going on.
Yeah, you know, it's really unique to be able to work for the tribe because they have so much fun going through footage for the last couple years. I mean, we have balloon toss fights. We do wind fit challenges. We have free fruit in the break room for everybody from
next
wellness.
Next week is spring break at work.
Yes. Ooh.
What does that mean?
Dress up days and yeah. Just everybody, silly stuff.
Everybody dresses in bikinis.
Are we talking the entire staff at the casino and everything?
We do it at the Rancheria side.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Hawaiian shirts.
All right,
and
fun.
Barbecues. And
oh, fun. Yeah. Spring break.
Yes. So super excited for that. But that goes alongside with we're actually going to have our first Reading Rancheria's Trinity Health Job Fair. So we're going to go up there to our place, and we're going to be able to talk to everybody. They can actually meet the representatives of the departments. They can talk about benefits. They can talk about all of the questions that they have about application processes. It's going to be super fun.
Let's talk about this. We mentioned it to Dr. Paul DeNuca about the Rancheria's medical efforts to support our community with the different clinics they put out there
in rural areas
mm-hmm. that it provides medical care for I think it's like 7,000 people, could be more by now. It's no copays. They actually have their own doctor, and so what an impact that's had on the community. Keeps people out of the emergency rooms, mm-hmm. and as we pointed out, that we need doctors around here. But up in Trinity, and we've been to your facility, by the way, which is
beautiful.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. But you're always looking for people to work.
State of the art.
Yeah, work in your medical facilities.
Always, yeah. And, if you're willing to commute, Trinity is, I think it's about an hour to our clinic from Reading. But it's a beautiful building. It's a beautiful drive, if you don't mind the drive. But, it's a great place to be, and we're always looking for people to provide for that community, because before we had the clinic there, a lot of the people in that area would have to drive to Reading for care. And if you need to get to the doctor right away, an hour and a half drive, that's tough. So we're proud to be able to provide such top tier care for that area because it's rural, and those people deserve incredible care.
So the job fair will be, you've got a couple things that are highlighted. Can you give us some examples there with the job fair?
Yeah, first the job fair will be Saturday, April 20th from 10 to 3. And again, you can, our staff will be there. They'll be holding different booths so you can actually talk to the department heads. You can talk about all of the fun that we have, the perks. They'll also be able to, if you want to apply for Reading Rancheria, you just go right online. It's so easy, effortless, or you can call our wonderful HR department. But this will be our first job fair that we've had for Trinity, and we are super excited for those folks to be able to come and tell us who they are and get on board and come join our team. Super excited.
Because I think there's probably some parts of some areas in this facility that we're just not even aware of, the opportunities and what people can what I'm trying to say is what they can have exposure to.
One example is the pool.
Oh.
So they have the pool up there that has the physical therapy. They also have the kids who are like, hey, can we, practice and learn how to swim? Absolutely. So that is one of the perks of, being able to go up to Trinity. And you can either be a patient or you can come work for us. But either way, it's just amazing. It's super fun.
There's a beautiful community room up there. Mm-hmm. I believe groups in the community can rent out the space. So,
See, those are the things mm-hmm. I'm talking about. You don't know until you go.
Yeah.
And we did a walkthrough, but I certainly didn't know about the pool. Did you, Carl, that there was a pool or a community room?
Mm-hmm. I know you've got
cooking classes. They have
wow.
all sorts of things. They'll have the behavioral, everything up there.
Mm-hmm. I know that you have a wall.
It's incredible.
That is just filled with artifacts.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mini museum. Yeah. There's some regalia, clothing, a lot of baskets, I believe some drums too. The building is so beautiful. Everyone at any of our other sites is totally jealous of the people that get to work there. So we all want to rebuild our buildings to look like the building up there. It's pretty incredible.
And the beautiful thing is that, again, what we're encouraging is that if you are looking like I have the skill that I can do, go up there on April 20th to the job fair, and maybe you can start working at this beautiful facility.
Yeah, you can do that, and you can check out our website, Redding Rancheria - N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy .gov. And you go to the career page, and it'll talk about perks, it'll talk about all the job openings, because we have job openings everywhere. But specifically, this is for Trinity, so if you're looking for Trinity, fantastic. If you're looking for Redding, fantastic. Come join the team.
Yeah. We've got another event up there in Trinity, too.
We do. We're actually having our Trinity Health Fair, and that's on July 25th from 9 to 3 at our place. And, again, they have the vendors. They have the screenings. They have characters from our friends at KIXC. We have dancers. We have all sorts of things that are just to bring our cultural and health perspective to Trinity, and it just...
Now, these screenings are things like blood pressure, cholesterol...
Body fat analysis, body mass index, diabetes, pre-screenings, and more.
Okay.
So if you've ever been to the health fair that's held at the casino and government office at the Rancheria, it's pretty much the same thing, but we just wanted to bring it to Trinity and make it more accessible. So it's really fun. My stepdaughter goes, and she loves all of the free goodies and stuff that she gets. Lots of little knickknacks and health-related things. She's still got her Band-Aid carrier and her cooling eye mask and all these health and wellness things. So it's definitely – it's a family event. It's fun to go to, and it's up in Trinity now.
And it's a great day to do it, July 5th, because – you know, having spent a great deal of time up in the Weaverville area, is that families all seem to come back for the big 4th of July parade and the 4th of July festivities, and so it's fabulous.
The idea, though, about the screenings, in many cases, this is the first time people will get screened.
Absolutely.
And to learn about the, what's your blood pressure?
Yeah.
What about cholesterol? Mm-hmm. What about these different things? Because people don't usually do it because maybe they don't have a doctor, or
maybe it's hard to get in and it takes a long time to see your doctor for these things.
So when they do these tests, do you find out that day?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So.
A lot of them, there's like a line of a bunch of I don't know, nurses or medical staff or MAs, and they can prick you.
Right.
Just a quick little prick and run some tests. You go down the line and they'll
take your blood pressure and all that. Yeah.
There's like a BMI weight thing that tells you how much your bones weigh, and then you wait for a couple minutes at the end of the line, and they kind of print out this sheet for you and give it to you, and they have someone ready to kind of talk to you about what that all means and if you need a follow-up appointment or something like that.
I tell you what, insurance companies and others look at your BMI, even though that's not that's really not the best, because you'll get people that got 2% body fat and they're way overweight because they're weightlifters or heavy. But the body fat analysis, but also at least it gives people an idea where they're falling into this and solutions.
Mm-hmm. I went on a scale, a BMI scale one time, and it tells you how much your bones weigh. And I'm like, how does it know that?
Right. Well, again, that's July 25th. I wanted to correct the date.
July
25th.
But if you're up there for the summer, enjoy.
And you want to see the facility over the 4th of July, I'm sure it's open, that you can go check it out and see how gorgeous the hospital, what do you want to call it?
The
clinic, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion, I've done all that. But what I am going to talk about is Redding Grange 446 is having a spaghetti feed fundraiser Sunday, April 7th. to benefit their scholarship fund and help us help a couple of great local students. And what's that mean at the Reading Grange? Well, it's the sons and daughters of Italy. You're going to get a spaghetti with meatballs, salad, and garlic bread dinner. And also there's dessert cupcakes and brownies available. Great raffle, lots of prizes. For more information, give John a call, 530-365-5978. Now, take in, drive through, or just eat in, and you don't need to make reservations. You can just buy tickets at the door. Right,
when we
there.
Come back after the break, I do have two tickets to give away for a special concert that's happening at the Rancheria. And that would be for Edwin McCain, a wonderful songwriter. And so we're going to give those away after the break for a lucky winner for two tickets.
We'll be right back.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Course, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Back
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. That's not my usual song.
Yes, that's what you used to ask for all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard it the other day.
Well,
and I thought, why haven't I heard it? And you just played it for me.
Well, then why are you looking at her like,
Because it's usually Toby Keith.
Oh,
but
well.
But now you're right. That song, Shut Up and Dance
Make
with
Up
me.
Your Mind. What do you want?
Well, I feel like Tommy Smothers right now.
Okay, you know what we're going to do?
Because when his brother says something, and he just looks at him and goes,
That's the, yeah.
You're going to give away tickets.
We have two tickets to Edwin McCain. Now, he is a fabulous songwriter. He's had over 11 albums. Four or five of about his albums have made it into the top 200 Billboard. So, you know, he's prolific in his writing. He's coming to the Reading Rancheria April 5th. It's for 7:30. And, you know, if you see a concert at the Rancheria in the ballroom, it's fabulous. There's not a bad seat. You get great sound. And what's one of the songs? Yeah, what did I say? Wind River. I'm sorry. There you go. Thank you. Marie, just come out in here with me. At the Wind River Ballroom. Yes. Where we did the Barbie event.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. We saw Christopher, we've seen a bunch of people there before, and it's been good.
I went there for wrestling one night. It was great.
April 5th, 7:32 seats. And what's one of the big hit that he did?
For the first person that calls 530-605-4567, give us your name and phone number, and you get these tickets. And it's for April the 5th. That's not this weekend, but next weekend.
It's like the greatest fan of your life? That
I'll be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to sing it, but we will not.
I'll have to
call 530.
Christina, look it up.
605-4567. Okay. Gosh, have we hit all the events that you've got guys going? I can reach out to one in September.
Yeah, I mean, I think
October.
First weekend of October. It's always the first Saturday of October, which is right around my birthday, and I love. But, yeah, we're doing it at the Reading Rodeo Grounds again, and we're excited about it.
Well, I tell you what, it's the reason, and I've still got videos and photographs of it, is that it's free, first of all. They have all the vendors again. But if you've not been to one of these, I took my father-in-law, and we got up there, had nice seats, but the grand entry is spectacular. I'm talking about a couple hundred people.
It's incredible, yeah.
Are in full...
Dancers.
Yeah, dancers in...
Regalia.
In full regalia. Yeah. Coming in different groups of, you know, of them. It's, and, you know, like the elders, they're dancing in, and then there's eagles and all of these things, children. But the drumming...
And, powerful. And,
oh, it is. If you have not seen it...
You can feel the drum in your body.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
You go boom, boom, boom.
Yes.
You know, and it's... and I thought... And frankly, I had not seen it before, and especially not like that.
I want to talk about, now that I can tune in to Edwin McCain, I am sure that this song was played in some weddings, because the chorus is, and I'll be your crying shoulder, I'll be love suicide. You know this one?
We gave away the tickets,
and I'll
too.
Be better when I'm older. I'll be the greatest fan of your life. Something like that. So
okay.
It's early in the morning. I haven't done my chops or anything. But you get what I'm talking about. It's a fabulous song that garnered him several
Grammy
awards.
Nominations. Yep.
So okay. We did give the tickets away. Christina, who did we give the tickets to?
Her name is Karen Cross. Karen Cross.
Okay. Cool.
She got them today. She's really happy about them.
Thank you.
And what I'll say about the powwow that Carl was talking about is if you don't know what to expect, you should go to the Reading Rodeo Native American Night and get a little sneak peek.
There you go.
That's what I'm telling everyone.
It's so much more than that. And I tell you what, just walking around the, the vendors and seeing everything that's going on and watching everything that's happening is just outstanding.
The food.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. And I was walking around and I was trying to get an Indian taco. Now, there's two or three vendors, I think, there that were selling them. But the lines were so long. I went, I'm one of those people that need right now. And,
Oh, yeah.
And, so I ended up with a hot corn dog.
Oh, yeah.
But
But the event itself is just outstanding. It's something you should put into your mind for, you know, what am I going to do in October? There's not a lot of things happening, and this goes on for what?
It's the first weekend of October, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and there's multiple days for you to be able and multiple grand entry opportunities for you to come. You start off with a Friday night at 7. We do a Saturday at noon and at 7 p.m. and a Sunday at noon. And we end at 5, so it's a nice
weekend. And this is a national thing.
Weekend.
You have tribes from
people travel from all
Canada,
over.
All over the United
States. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. so, you know, it's not just local. Not that that's not enough, but you get to see the different regalia.
Yeah.
You get to see and learn about the different tribes of
community. A lot of dancers that compete travel year-round, so they've seen all kinds of powwows, and they choose to come to Reading for our Stillwater Powwow, which is amazing.
I just had a vision that we get some of the dancers to come in here on the morning show.
Oh, that would be
and
incredible.
And have them fill the room and sing and to promote, this is what you're going to hear. It gives me chills thinking about it, because mm-hmm. how beautiful to be listening on the radio. I mean, we've done that before with, you know, singers and from different productions,
schools,
but wouldn't that just fill everybody's heart to say, I got to see this live?
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought.
Well, you have two opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Native American Night at the Rodeo and Reading Rancheria's Stillwater Powwow.
I have a funny story about the powwow also, if you love Indian tacos. So Dove Judy, who sang America the Beautiful for Native American Night at the Rodeo, has done it at the powwow before as well. But she also cooks Indian tacos. So one year she was cooking Indian tacos with a line going all the way to the entrance, because hers are amazing, was cooking them up, had to run over, sing, and then run back and keep cooking the Indian tacos.
Yeah,
so
Mama knows
she
how
does
it's
it all.
Done. That's right. Right.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So Mama can cook.
Everyone's doing everything at the powwow. Yeah. It was pretty cool. I was like, wow, she can do it all.
Yeah.
Well, these are all the, and we still, you know, because people are always asking, we still haven't got the final thing on the, you know, moving forward.
Yeah.
With the casino.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, one of the things, we've had the EDC in here, and we've had the Shasta County Adventure District, and one of the things, you know, that the state of California gets, as we know, hundreds of billions, well, billions and billions of dollars in recreation revenue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the northern part of our state, the most beautiful part of the state, gets 2% of that.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we increase to, say, 5%? Now, that would be worth millions and millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all types of ideas, because we just haven't really found a way to, you know, I mean, people come through here, of course, to fish mm-hmm. and go out in the lake and all that. But what other kind of outdoor events would bring people in here? This is one of them, the powwow. But, you know, equestrian events. I mean, we mm-hmm. are bereft of equestrian events up here that could, you know, could bring in people from all over. But I know that you all are always looking out there to do things for the community, and that, and bringing people here would be, you know, for more recreation things.
Absolutely.
So I just threw that one out because I was thinking about it, you know, with the powwow and the other things. What else can we kind of be working together
mm-hmm.
so that we get another 1%
mm-hmm.
up here?
Absolutely. And we love to invite people to just come and learn about what we have going on, our culture, our events. It's fun for us to teach people about it and include people in what we have going on. So,
and if you come work for us, you can volunteer at all of these events and include your families, because it is very strongly encouraged.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Best place to work.
So are we dancing this year? No. Okay. You've seen me dance already. You probably don't want me to do
it. It should be the Carl Bott special dance. That should be its own thing.
Its own section.
You've got these moves that
I could be covered
need to
be
shared.
Could be covered with turkey feathers. No. Okay, Maria, I got that. All right. Well, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah,
and
a lot of
there's so many things going on at the Rancheria, and of course the community fund dinner that you had, and the
$10,000 you gave there at the end to the
Tree of Life.
Tree of Life.
Oh, International Charter School.
Yeah, and those things.
We know somebody's on the board.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we got to do a site visit, and it was incredible. Yeah. The music program, they had a previous grant. They had bought musical instruments, and we got a little sneak peek at one of their performances. The kids there were loving the music program. It was really cool. It's a great energy at that school.
Yeah.
And we got to go back last week because the school board asked us to come and give an award to Jack. And the council to thank them for.
Oh, that's
isn't it nice?
All that they've done.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being with us today.
And remember Earth Day, April 19th.
There you go.
That's the next one. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Matt Doyle from Shasta Caverns is going to join us. It's been a long time since Matt's been on to talk about all the things going on over there. And what a great place. We've been there before, and it's just really a hoot. It's a kick to see that. So everybody have a good day. The rain's coming, but it's next week it's going to be clear all week. God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.